listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Torchcast. We are leaving. We have a special guest tonight in the press box, Mr. Justin R. Young, otherwise known as Jury of Night Attack fame, as well as just super cool dude all around, and also a Pirates fan. So Justin, me and you, first of all, we had a bet last year in the playoffs.
Oh, you wait until we're on tape.
Yeah. I didn't even bring it up one time the whole game. But still haven't collected on this. But this was the first time I was aware of your Pirates fandom.
Yes.
So the bet was, of course, on the one game playoff. The Giants were able to pull it out. What was the score? Eight to nothing?
8-0. Yeah.
So, that was a rough one. But, of course, that's a one-game series against Bumgarner, which we were talking about.
Yeah.
You get your one game, not much you can do. If it was a three-game series, who knows? Could have gone any...
You could hopefully win the two games where Bumgarner wasn't pitching.
Where Bumgarner doesn't pitch. Yeah.
In the year where he not only won against everybody, but also solved world hunger.
He was essentially Jesus in 2014.
I don't know if y'all knew. Like, last year... the Middle East was tranquil.
Yeah.
Because Bumgarner just...
They all agreed on one thing.
Yes.
Bumgarner is the best.
Bumgarner tossed that heat, yo.
So that was the first time I was aware that you were a Pirates fan.
Sure.
We talked before the game when we were out on the field about your history as a Pirates fan. Essentially, it's just a family thing, right?
Back when I was a lad, I was growing up.
Oh, you were a lad once.
I was.
I was too.
Look at that.
You know, we have more things to come.
Finally, we realize the common thread of humanity. So my stepdad, who was from Pittsburgh, had a cracked satellite card.
We had
stolen satellite television, which meant the MLB package, the NHL package,
so you could actually watch
NFL
Pirates
package.
Games.
So I watched Pirates games, Penguins games, and...
Were they good back then?
They sucked. They were
briefly good when Bonds was around, right?
No. This is more like late 90s. So this is like 97. This is the freak show. Pirates.
Okay. So were you a fan when they wore the weird hats? Remember the weird hats that were like three rings? Yeah. Were you a fan of that Pirates team?
I think they've gone back to that periodically.
That's like their throwback, right?
So I remember, in the era that like Danny Nagel pitched. Okay. Like I feel like
oh, the Danny Nagel era. Yeah.
I feel like
everyone
like,
knows that era.
In the Nagel era Pirates, I remember seeing the ringed hats. I don't know. I'm sure somebody's gonna like correct me and say, actually, the ringed hats only showed up in 1981 to 85.
We don't have that kind of fan base. Don't worry. You're all right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Somebody just tell me that you did that.
We have our fan base knows, like, quite a bit, I would say. We have a fairly smart fan base that listens to Torchcast, but we're primarily fans of the Giants, so they'll probably have no idea what year the Pirates wore the weird ring hats. They're like, Danny Nagel, sure. I believe that was a guy at one point.
Exactly.
So tonight we were in the press box, and you had mentioned that you'd been to a few games, but not an extensive history of coming to... You've been in the Bay Area for a little while.
3 years now.
Okay.
But I am primarily an East Coast guy.
Which way do you have to go right now?
Anywhere. Like,
okay.
We just got to get away from where all the people are.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So that's where I'm headed. All right. So, been to a few games.
I've been in the Bay Area for 3 years, but I live in Oakland, so A's games are probably a little bit easier.
A little easier to get to.
Although I work in San Francisco.
Easier to get tickets to.
I will say this. Uh, Of course, the AT&T, I don't think anybody, even A's fans, would argue that the Coliseum is a better baseball viewing experience.
You'd probably be insane if you tried to make that argument.
Like,
yeah.
You are being ridiculous if you say that. AT&T Park. Here's the one thing about a Pirates versus Giants game, no matter what. It's in a gorgeous stadium.
Sure.
Like two of probably the best.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they have a fantastic stadium too. A PNC Park.
PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Similar in how awesome the sight lines are. Open stadium.
Well, that's also a fairly new stadium as well, right?
Yeah, so. Built actually around the same time, and both have just amazing views.
Because that's part
outside.
Of the kind of the new, like the new fashionable way to build a ballpark for baseball is to make it a smaller yard. Got to have, like, memorable, yeah, like kind of iconic pieces
and
to the park.
Crazy downtown. I mean, that's the other part.
And, yeah, super accessible, yeah. Which is kind of, that's the throwback, because if you think about, like, Wrigley Field and stuff like that, and Fenway, these are all kind of, like, in the city.
Just there, by the way. I was just in Wrigleyville.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've never been, and I've heard great. Did you catch a ball game while you were there? Or?
So funny enough, I was there for work. I was literally across the street, and I had to catch a flight like right after I wrapped up. So I left literally across the street as the people that I was working for were going to the game and I had to leave. But you know, hey.
I feel like it'll be there for a while. Like that's one of the stadiums that's probably not getting torn down.
Crazy construction.
Oh really?
Yeah. The next on. Anyway, so I mean like I've been here a couple times. The first time I came to a game at AT&T when it was Pac Bell, whatever.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. So yeah, 2000, it was Pac Bell, yeah.
Whatever, you know, bizarre monopoly is sponsoring the Giant Stadium these days. It was always a great stadium. It was one of those things where I realized for the first time that, like, you know, because I lived at the time in Florida, where, by the way, the idea of bringing a jacket to a baseball game
is ridiculous. Why would you ever do that?
An insane notion. Yeah. So, like, me, my mom, my brother show up and are in for a rude awakening in the upper deck as the fucking wind whistles as if.
So that's really the only place in the stadium where I think it really does that, though, outside of the bleachers. So you just happen to be. You pointed out the spot, and I've been up there.
My mom applied for a credit card so we could get a blanket.
Oh yeah,
because we were that's just how they under get you. Assault. Yeah, that's by how the
they,
weather.
That's how they get you. Like in Florida, they would have been offering you like tank tops with the Marlins.
Oh, sure.
Like,
no, yeah.
Just, but no, yeah, here yeah. blankets,
tank tops, and little. Pieces of machinery
and
that
like,
would,
you know, a baggie of bath salts, maybe, or something like that. Sure.
And also a
sign up for a credit card
to make sure that you're not driving.
That you're not going to become Florida man, yes.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, now that was your first experience. How was your press box experience?
So, the press box is gorgeous. I mean, I've been here a couple of times. My fiance, who is vegan, loves coming to AT&T far more than.
Actually, that whole area in center field there, that's like a whole, you know, a garden or whatever, they grow their own veggies and stuff, and they have a lot of veggie options. I don't know if she's aware of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, well, we were in the club level, and she's enjoying her, like, you know, vegan soba noodles or whatever. And then
the ballpark stable.
Yeah, and then we go to the Coliseum, and she has to.
It's like, oh, you only have hot dogs.
Exactly. No, she has to, like, punch somebody in the shin four times to get a veggie dog.
Like, can I get a dog without the hot dog part?
Yes, I know. Yeah, she's eating buns off the ground.
Buns.
It's an amazing ballpark, and really, credit to the Giants that like they are one of the few organizations in sports. I mean, like, you know, forget baseball, that actually treats their press like they're an important part of the game.
Yeah.
Not only in where they put the press box, which is prime.
It's right behind home plate. Just beautiful view of the entire game.
Yeah, just insane. And that is something that they, I mean, like, that is a sacrifice for them. You know,
You're giving up seats,
And by the way, I mean, might be, who knows, if there's a new owner or something like that. Yeah. Like might turn into club seats because it is an amazing
Directly
view.
To the right of where we were, they do have, like, this Salesforce special box thing, which is apparently bought by Sales because they have, you know, money to burn. And they like every game, it's like some party thing going on there.
Yeah.
So it is, that is prime location.
Well, I mean, and like the press box, just to let everybody know, like if you are not aware of where this is, like the Salesforce special box, right? Uh-huh. Which is like a in a city full of construction,
yeah,
he's building the biggest building that will go up in the city.
Yeah.
They don't have as good a view as,
yeah,
the
as the press did. Yeah,
and
it's
this
true.
Is like in a climate in sports where the press is basically like, here,
yes,
here's your seat.
We know we
how
have
about
to
your
have
own living
you.
Room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how about you get to watch it on TV? Like,
it's very true. So the other thing about the Giants too is that they're kind enough to hook up the lesser knowns. Like, you know, I mean, we're an independent podcast, and they have us coming. And we were able to get you in there today. So,
oh no, listen,
you know, it's like something like I was surprised to find out about the Giants.
But you want
to
know what? It to me, it shows foresight.
Yeah.
Because what were you doing? You were on on the Reddit, you know, keeping that thread going. You were kind enough to let me live tweet on the TortureCast account.
This is, yeah. So the other thing that I wanted to mention is you live tweeted all night as TortureCast.
Yeah, and that was really, really fun. And like, to me, that means that you give a fuck about the idea that like there's a new way to enjoy sports.
Yeah.
And it's not just newspapers,
yeah,
obviously, because newspapers.
The Giants are embracing this.
And like, it's smart. Obviously, San Francisco is a forward-thinking city. That's kind of its deal, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the Giants are very much a part of that. And
sure.
I think that's really that's great.
Do you need to go to a car? Because I have a car right there. I can drive you to wherever you need
sure,
to go.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. All right, so. You see then, and I think that you hit the nail on the head that this is a forward thinking team,
yeah,
to kind of like embrace that, because that is now how people are enjoying, I think, sports. Like, and you know, when
well,
I came
everything.
To your house, everything. When I
yeah.
came to your house to watch WrestleMania,
yeah,
which people who are listening to this may not know, I watch a lot of wrestling.
Sure.
I found out that Jerry
American
did too.
Should.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Found out Jerry did too, and you know, when you said you were having people over to watch WrestleMania and you were going to live stream it, it's like, I'm in. Let's do this. And that was a fantastic way to enjoy a sporting event because, you know, we're all there in the room. But everybody who was, you know, watching the stream, taking part in it, I'm sure they felt, you know, like they were in the same room with us. And they were participating in the conversation. And I think that's, like, where things are headed.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, like basically anywhere where people connect, there will connect more.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the law of, you know, humanity. Like, people just want more connection. They want more love. They want more of an idea that they are not alone in the universe. So it's like the fact that if they're already on Reddit, that's why there are new subreddits every day that are catering to more and more specific whims. If they're on live stream, if they're on Twitter, then they want to interact with somebody that at the very least they feel like they have a beat on their personality, and at best they feel like has a perspective for which they can resonate with.
Sure.
So it's really rad, and I think that the Giants are just doing a great job in trying to make sure that they are a part of it, and that this team,
they're getting in on the ground floor, which
to build,
you know.
Well, really, just resonate with their fan base wherever they are.
Sure.
I mean, like, I don't think it's, like, necessarily... I think it's sad that other people aren't doing it.
Sure.
You know, because you're really just putting your head in the sand and saying, no, if you want to be a fan of our team, you have to conform to the way
Think about, you know, things like NFL blackouts when the game isn't sold out and things like that.
Yeah.
And think about, like, the way... The limits that you were putting on consuming the sport in the first place.
That's,
you know,
dumb,
I mean?
And the NFL's done something about it. But like,
they have changed
least,
it now, but
at least I can
that was like kind of the old way of thinking. You know what I mean?
I can understand the NFL specifically in that, like, that's hundreds of millions of dollars in television contracts that they have to, like, renegotiate, right?
Sure.
I don't get when, like, NHL or NBA teams aren't doing the same thing that the Giants are, or when MLB teams aren't being better with bloggers and podcasters and everything. Because here's a newsflash. Everybody that's up there in that press box that have been there forever, and I come from a print media background.
Yeah.
Like, they're going away, man. Like it's not, and I don't mean like, you know, a fuck-o media or anything. I just mean, like, it's just where the readership is going and
we're your prospective audience.
Yeah, no one's trying to make that happen. That's just the natural way that things are moving, right? Yeah.
And also, it's like there's only sports is always going to be at its most profitable a young man's game.
Sure.
So where are young men? Like
on the internet.
They're doing fucking whatever where they want. And when we're in a fractured media environment, you got to go where people are.
Sure. Absolutely. I 100% agree. And it is funny because I've known now, after being in the press box, you know, a few times, a lot of these guys who had maybe what they thought were cushy, very secure jobs working for publications are now essentially independents, just like us, because the money dried up.
No, it's because they got visited by Mr. Buyout.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Buyout is a very popular person.
Mr. Buyout thinks three people can do the same job that 10 people can do.
They believe that somebody 18 years old can do
just as good. He's hungry.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are at the car, so we're going to turn the podcast off now. But I hope to have you back. I told you we had Veronica on.
Oh, sure.
And hopefully one of these days we can get the trifecta going.
Oh, man. You, V, and me.
We'll hit up a game. We'll have some cocktails.
Sure.
We'll talk some shit. It'll be great.
Well, awesome. If anybody is listening, follow me at Justin R. Young on Twitter. And
check out Night Attack.
Giants. Oh, yeah, Night Attack. Yeah. It's a thing. And I am...
Look, you're a Pirates fan, but you appreciate what's going on in the city.
I am happy enough to be an agnostic Bay Area sports fan. I just kind of enjoy it in general. Because my rooting interest is with my other teams. But I love it, and I love this fan base.
Well, you're here for quite a time in Bay Area sports, man.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks again to Justin. This is TorchCast. Willie signing off.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TorchCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TorchCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TorchCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.